Live.
Travis.
Let me start out by saying this. As humans, we know a lot about human development. And we talk a lot about human development, especially people who are, you know, like the last episode, we're family people, you and I. So we have kids.
Yeah.
So we know, we read that, like, what to expect from your baby in the first year. We read those books,
yes.
You know. We know that, like, they're going to start walking around, you know, one-ish.
Yeah.
You know, we know that the teeth start coming in around this age.
Mm-hmm.
We know, like, when are they able to form full sentences? We know when they're able to take instructions. We know when they're able to create imaginary constructs in their mind. That all happens in different stages of development. And as a species, as a human body of knowledge, we have documented these things very, very closely.
And more so speedily the last 50 years.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Child development is, like, definitely an evolving knowledge base, but it's also very, very documented, and we have a pretty darn good idea
mm-hmm.
of what's going on
mm-hmm.
up until, you know, you pass puberty
mm-hmm.
up until you're around like 16, 17, 18. And then, like, the knowledge of what development looks like severely drops off.
Yes.
Severely. You can say to somebody, I met this kid who's 16 years old, and, like, immediately you have, like, this kind of picture of, like, what life is like as a post-pubescent, newly post-pubescent
mm-hmm.
person,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of they're dealing with, right? But if you say to somebody, like, I met somebody who's 26 versus, oh, I met somebody who's, like, 34, you really don't have much of an idea of what emotional maturity should look like in those development stages. And granted, they don't necessarily, after like 16, they don't necessarily map to ages like they used to
mm-hmm.
when you're two. But still.
Which is why you can get married when you're 30 to a 36-year-old, but not date when you're 10 and 16.
Great point. Thank you.
Is it a great point?
I don't think so. But it is a point, and it is relevant. So
yeah, the point there is because it's not documented as well. After,
yeah,
like,
and 16, it's more blended.
It's more blended.
It yeah. is more yeah. But we have this kind of weird assumption that growth slows, or that it's maybe even stops. Like, when I was 24. I got married
yeah.
to another human.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I bought a house.
Yeah.
And I had a job. And I thought, I'm a grown ass man. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years later, and I'm like, I'm to a point where I feel more like a child than I have in so long. Like, I feel more ignorant and just unprepared for everything.
Yeah.
More so than when I was, like, 16.
Yeah. Is it? So, I have something related. I don't know if it's connected.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find some.
Yeah, let's do it.
Silver strands here. Is not until probably the last 6 months have I started to accept who I am and champion who I am. And like,
I think that is what's escaping me. I don't even know who I am. So tell me how you, first of all, like, I mean, I think before acceptance becomes awareness.
Yeah. So the awareness was, kind of like a structure around, this is kind of the life pattern you should follow.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what's missing for me, because I feel like everything is so temporary
mm-hmm.
and, like, fleeting that I don't know who I am. And I feel like the minute I try to define and be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm like this, this is who I am. Have you ever like been talking to somebody and they say something definitive about themselves, and they're like, "I really love X, Y, and Z," and whenever that moment would come, and I'm talking to someone, and I'd be like, "How can you say something about that? You know what I mean? Like, how can you just say something about yourself that you think is true absolutely? How can you feel that you know anything absolute about?" Anything, let alone your own self.
Yeah.
And I mean that's what because in my opinion, as we're like going back to the growth kind of charts, I feel like I'm just like racing up and down these growth charts. I'm changing all the time. And if I were to say somebody, you know, like, oh, you know what? There's something that I know about myself. I'm really quick to anger, and I just can't stand it when XYZ. I would feel like so weird making a definitive statement like that, because like I'm an evolving person, and like I'm changing just as fast as a 16-year-old turning 17.
Yeah.
So like I know in the past that I've been like quick to anger when somebody does XYZ, but I'm like every day I'm different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I don't
Well, you start off by saying that
I just feel like a child. I just feel like I'm...
That growth, like... I think what you're saying is, I feel like a child. I feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm changing all the time.
Yeah.
And that's acceptable because we have it documented from 0 to, like, 16. But from 17 and on, it's kind of like...
There's no map for this growth.
It's not that documented. And is it okay? Or is the norm that like you should kind of be settled into who you are? I think that's the expectation. You should kind of like know who you are. And like
yes. And like you said a few sentences along the lines of like, oh, I'm beginning to accept myself and champion who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're turning 30 soon.
Turning 30 in a couple days.
I'm going to turn 35 this year.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was a completely different, like on the most drastic edge of the spectrum 5 years ago. When I was 30.
When I met you.
That was when I met you.
Yeah, I met you completely.
So you have this perspective. Was I a different person 5 years ago?
Yes and no. No and yes. Right?
Fair. Yeah, fair.
I think I was having this conversation with a person on the train ride home tonight from
You were talking about me?
She made a statement of she's like in her mid 30s and we had this conversation about design industry and its maturity for families because she's a mother in tech of two girls. She's a designer as well. And she's moving on to a different company. And one of the statements she said was, you know, it's like I'm me everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like I am me and I need to project me.
I like what Chaz said a few weeks ago on our podcast. He said, well, which me?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's it.
Which me? And what she was saying is, there is no which me, there's only me.
Mm-hmm.
And her reaction to like design isn't mature or like conducive for families is that she needs to stop trying to compete with the like output and the new thing and just be her. And she said like I've accepted and kind of need to accept that there's going to be a lot of companies that don't see me for me and want me to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I just won't work there. Like I will work at places that see me, the full me for who I am.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when I said that, you know, I have this perspective of you, you know, like a 5 year, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, like mm-hmm. who you are. The one thing that hasn't changed is you've always been deeply introspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that comes naturally to you.
It's always been the case. Did I just say something?
That's
absolutely
always been the case.
Sure. But I didn't say that's who I am. Absolutely. I just said in the past, I have always been.
Yeah. And so in the times that I've met you from those days till now, that hasn't changed. I think that has caused change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe unique to people that are, deeply or uniquely introspective.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta find your tribe, man. You gotta find all the children that are still 35.
I don't like people who are introspective. We just get around and bum each other out. If I meet another person like me, like I walk away depressed. I need somebody who just like is like jovial. Yeah. Someone like you. You're my perfect yin to my yang.
And so when I said like, what are the things that like you're starting to accept yourself, Los? Like what is that?
Yeah, what's that?
I did a website redesign of me,
mm-hmm.
right? And for the first time, I just owned the things that I like and find cool and beautiful and pretty and a great representation of who I am in that moment, which is a representation of maybe a six-month me, you know? And I'm starting to accept certain aspects of me that way where I care more about just loving what I'm doing or creating or being or the way I'm walking or the way that my hair is or I look or I slouch, whatever. I'm just accepting that like those are things that Carlos Montoya just does.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he needs to change those. Maybe he doesn't. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, accept that that's a thing and that's who you are.
What's the outcome of that acceptance?
Just like kind of just like a fullness for like just enjoying life more.
Okay.
Was
stressing out about how you slouch or what your hair does or all those things that you named, was that causing friction in your life?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think that was causing probably image issues.
Okay.
Right? Of like how you look,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And
I'll tell you what, I went into a store today.
Yeah.
You know how they have like those cameras?
Yeah.
And then they show you the camera on a television?
Yeah. Whoa.
I was like, that's what the back of my head looks like? I'm just going to leave.
That's funny. Yeah.
If I leave the store, then that image is not true anymore.
Yeah. So
that's how I control that situation. Yeah. Denial. Flat denial.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I forget who I was talking to. It was a... was another dad, you know him, Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie and Aaron,
mm-hmm.
you know them? Okay. And I was talking to him, we were over at their place and we were there for a barbecue. And we were hanging out and somehow we started talking about like the body, like men's body,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I don't know how it came, but it was a short conversation and the way that it ended, it was like, it's our new body, you know? Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not the 15-year-old, like, 16-year-old abs, you know, can run a sub 6-minute mile for soccer and has like the endurance of whatever, right? And that's this image that I've had for like the last, you know, more than half of my life now.
Yeah,
I'm like that's the
real lows.
That's the real lows.
Right.
You don't even
what you're
know.
Looking at right now is not the real lows. This is the temporary. I'm in a spot where it's not the real lows.
Yeah, and so. Part of that like conversation and how easily it came out for me to say, you know, it's just I'm just accepting that this is my new body, like this is the new Los,
hmm.
right? And I'm not fighting against it, I'm just accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
There are healthy choices that I can make, but that is a behavioral change for caring about your health, right?
Yeah,
because
separating the difference between mental like anxiety over the way you look and the health issues.
What your body needs because it needs to be healthy.
Right.
Like what can you do so that your body is healthier?
I think it's good to separate that.
Yeah. That's another thing. It's kind of like accepting my body for the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm 5'7", you know, I was 155 and right now I'm rocking a solid 220. Right?
Nice.
You know?
I think being able to accept who you are, all that stuff is more enabling to change.
Yeah.
So like if we agree that being less than 220 is better for you healthy wise,
yeah.
accepting who you are at this moment is going to be a shorter path to getting to whatever your goal is, faster than thinking like, this is not the right low, something is wrong, you know, and like living like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So those have been some like recent, like, I guess 30 is a big thing.
30 is crazy, man.
You know, it's kind of
like, met me when I'm 30.
Yeah.
I was in a state. I was in a state. a lot of
states. There.
A lot of states came out of that.
And so
the subtext is there. I went through like a major midlife crisis when I turned
30. Yeah.
Los witnessed it.
Yeah. So that's, I'm not one to really kind of like make sweeping like thoughts, I don't think, on like what those 30 mean and kind of like these benchmarks that in a sense are arbitrary.
Completely.
Right?
Completely arbitrary.
So 30 is arbitrary. I think holidays are arbitrary. I think we just celebrate them to celebrate them. It's like a moniker of the past, you know,
sure.
It's kind of just like remained. And so the reason that I've been that way is because everything has been consumerized, if that's a word, but like everything has an angle so that you can consume that thing. And so every holiday, every birthday, everything is a mark to celebrate or to consume something.
Yeah. It's funny because I got you a birthday present.
Thank you. I'm going to consume it.
Yeah. It's for consumption.
Yeah. and so that's a thing. And I'm usually not, I'm not quick to like go to that benchmark or that holiday. I'm not quick to celebrate it because of that. There's probably some other reasons there. Maybe because we couldn't afford to celebrate things when I was younger. And mm-hmm. so like as a defense mechanism, it's just like, I don't care.
Right. Right.
Whereas if we celebrated them, probably I would care way more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's mm-hmm. another angle there. At the time, though, I'm not one to kind of like sit and think about like, okay, I'm turning 30. But looming in my subconscious has been this benchmark that is there, right? And
yeah.
So like this redesign and everything, like even if I want to ignore,
I see.
Like I'm thinking, like so, like it's influencing a lot of what's been happening lately.
Yeah.
So this whole like growth thing.
Growth. Yeah. I think. I'm fascinated by how you're responding to this topic and how I'm responding to mm-hmm. this topic, because they're completely separate.
Yeah.
You're in a phase where you're trying to nail things down and define something. What is Los like right now? I mean, however temporary that definition is, you want to define it right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just marveling that my definition is this gelatinous non-form.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I'm kind of like celebrating that right now.
Yeah.
I think there's like this oscillation that we have when we go back and forth between definition and discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like and this is design thinking mm-hmm. 101.
Yeah.
Right. So anyhow, this has been a late night whatever from Trav and Los.
Yeah.
This episode was not planned at all. I just wanted to talk to Los about something I've been thinking about. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are, you know, in a place where you can try to define or not define your own self.
Yes.
And and be okay with that.
Yeah. I think being okay is the biggest commonality here. Is
agreed.
Be okay with the forever transition you're going to be in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Late nights. This is a free podcast. Good night, everyone.
Good night.